It is Thursday, July 9th, 2009. I'm Nicole Sandler from Radio or Not, and it is time for your quickie news update, a look at the day's news in 10 minutes or less. On the line with us is Paul Brandis from the Talk Radio News Service. What's going on today?
Well, I think, Nicole, the big thing is everybody's watching this G8 summit in Italy. President Obama and the other leaders have agreed on this. What it really does appear to be a breakthrough deal. Cut greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by 2050. I think it's more than symbolic that all of them are actually singing the same tune, and it looks like it's going to open the door for this more, you know, permanent global treaty that everybody's going to try and push for later this year in Denmark. But, you know, the devil is always in the details here. I mean, you could come out and say that you're in favor of this. How are you actually going to do it? I think that's obviously the problem.
Definitely. And then you also have the issue of some of the developing nations, China and India, not on board with this. But do they figure, well, let's get everybody else going and then we'll work on them?
Well, if you don't have China is the world's biggest polluter in absolute terms. And if you don't have them on board, I'm not really sure what, you know, what the use is. But it does look like that they're moving closer towards what, you know, to what Obama and the other G8 leaders want. So I think at the end of the day, they're probably going to cut some kind of a, you know, deal to get China and India on board. By the way, I have to make a correction when I say that China is the biggest polluter in the world. That's true on an absolute basis, but on a per capita basis, we are by far. I mean, you and I, well, maybe not you and I, but every American, we produce four times as much as they do per head. So we're the bad guys here.
Yes, we are. Okay, what else is happening?
Well, I think the other thing is this health care debate. The president had to put out a statement saying that, well, we're still in favor of the public health care option, and, you know, we're not going to take that off the table. And I think he had to do that because Rahm Emanuel, his chief of staff, went to Capitol Hill and was kind of floating some other trial balloons, which got people alarmed. So people now are beginning to wonder, it's like, well, what does the White House really want to do with health care? And I think the bottom line here is I think they understand that health care could, in fact, be in trouble. They don't have the money. They're now floating the idea of raising taxes in different ways. They promised during the campaign last year, if you make under 250 grand, which is basically just about everybody, we are not going to raise your taxes. And now they're kind of hinting, well, you know, we have to kind of look at every option because this is going to be very expensive, and we really want to get this through. So, we could still get hit with a tax hike.
Wow. And Joe Biden yesterday, I think it was yesterday, talked about another deal that was made whereby hospitals would basically give back, in essence, about $150 billion that would go towards paying for health care, towards insuring people who are currently uninsured. And makes you wonder, if they can just give back $150 billion, where's that money going to now?
Well, that's a good question, and it kind of reminds me of another concession that another big player had in this whole health care debate just a couple of weeks ago, that, you know, the big drug companies said that they would give up, I think the figure was $80 billion over something like 10 years, and that would help people to, make drugs more affordable. Well, whether it's hospitals giving up $150 billion or the drug makers giving up $80 billion, my question is, what do they want in return? I mean, you don't give up money of that magnitude, for nothing. So as this, legislation moves forward and everybody tries to craft a deal, what are the answers to those questions? What do these other guys want in return for giving that up? I mean, they're not doing this out of any sense of altruism. They see some kind of opportunity and they want something else. What is Obama going to give them in return for that? And we don't have the answers to that.
Right. Well, I would think they want no public option. They already got single payer off the table. So I guess they want to continue existing and making obscene profits.
Well, I think there's no question. There's nothing wrong with making a profit. I mean, that's what companies are in business for. But whether they're obscene or not, I guess that's in the eye of the beholder. But if you give up, I think what their strategy is, Nicole, and I think you raise an interesting point. They give up something now, $80 billion for the drug guys and even more for the for the hospitals. They give up something now to get something even bigger in return. So I think their whole strategy is kind of a, you know, one step back, two steps forward kind mm-hmm. of thing. So mm-hmm. we'll see.
Okay.
I hate to be cynical about it, but, I think they're scheming here and they're going to try and get something even bigger down the road.
Yeah.
We'll have to pay for it.
I agree with you. All right. Anything else on tap for today?
Well, I think the other thing is the Monday hearings for Judge Sotomayor get underway finally in the Senate Judiciary Committee. She's been undergoing what they call murder boards for the last couple of weeks, where you get into a room with several people and they just pepper you with all these questions that they anticipate will come up. And from what I'm reading and hearing, she's done remarkably well. And she's already been approved twice by the Senate, by the way, for lower level judicial position. So there's no question that she's going to be approved quickly and easily, and she will be on the Supreme Court when they come back for their fall session. I think the Republicans are going to have, you know, a chance to pepper her with their questions, but this thing is not in doubt at all.
One other thing that may not be on your radar, but it's on mine because he's a friend of mine, Joe Garcia, who's he was a candidate for Congress in 2008 down here in Miami, should have won. Actually, they had three Democratic challengers to Republican incumbents, and he came the closest of any of the three in actually unseating the incumbent. He was just named, he was named to a post at the U.S. Department of Energy. He will oversee the department's Office of Economic Impact and Diversity, and he's now awaiting Senate confirmation. So he is a good guy. So this is a terrific appointment for him.
Well, I think that sounds great. And he ran against
Mario Diaz-Balart.
Diaz-Balart, yeah. I'm just reading about him here, nominated Tuesday. Well, I think that's great. We'll keep an eye on the Senate confirmation and let you know.
Definitely. Great. Yeah, I spoke to Joe and invited him on my Air America show, and now he can't do anything until he's confirmed by the Senate. So just waiting for that to happen, too.
Sounds terrific.
Yeah. All right. Paul Brandis from the Talk Radio News Service. Find them online at talkradionews.com. Thanks for the info.
My pleasure, Nicole. Thanks very much.
Tonight on Air America Radio, I will be joined by Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress, and we'll do a more in-depth look at the news of the day and, a lot more. Tonight, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern on airamerica.com, and as they say, check your local progressive station for listings. And that's today's Quickie News Update. Thanks to Paul Brandis from the Talk Radio News Service. I am Nicole Sandler, radio or not.